Hey, what's the deal, everyone? Welcome to the Meal Change Podcast. This is episode number 71. Hopefully, you guys are doing good and amazing. Like every week, I say I'm doing good and amazing. I'm the host, Devin Holly. So, if this is your first episode, this is the Meal Change Podcast where we help millennial men build a better mindset through action and planning. So, I want to talk about an article that I read not too long ago about the future of men will be very lonely. This article was, it kind of hurt a little bit, but there's a caveat to the loneliness of men in the future. And so one of the things I was thinking about, yo, so I was like, damn, is it true that a lot of men that probably in their late 20s, early 30s, early 40s that don't have a significant other will end up with no one in their 60s. So I was thinking about that. All right, so let's dive deep into it. So one of the reasons why in the article they discuss why men might be lonely in the future is men tend to have issues with being social compared to women. And this is very true. I think that this is very, very true. Now, in some way, though, the crazy thing is, fellas, listen, this is between me and you. Women are attracted to that. Women are attracted to men with confidence, but also they're attracted to men that kind of isn't super duper social and kind of like have a, what do you call it? Like a nonchalant behavior. But it's more or less just a man with confidence that doesn't need to tell you what he's doing. He's going to show you through his confidence. He's going to show you through his attitude, the way he walked, the way he carries himself, and all that. All those things, all those good attributes. So women actually find that very, very attractive. But it's not enough, which is the scary thing, fellas. It's attractive to, have a good, have a good night, so to speak, but it's not really attracted to women long term. Now, one of the things that women are complaining about more than anything nowadays is men being emotionally unavailable. And I found myself in the past kind of emotionally unavailable. And but here's the reason why. I think that women want you to be available emotionally, but they don't want you to show it all the time. Now, there are going to, and anybody that knows women's fellas, they're going to say that they want you to open up to them all the time about your emotions and all that other stuff. That's a lie. Throw that in the trash. When you hear it, don't call them out on it because you guys gonna have the big long discussion and all that other crap. But the truth is, they don't want that, brother. They just don't want it. All right, so just throw that in the trash. But I realized that part of what I was reading in this article was that men in the next 20 years are going to be lonely is because that a lot of men don't work on developing better communication skills and social skills in environments where they're not the center of attention, so to speak, or they have to find themselves trying to spark up a conversation with someone that they never met, so to speak. It's a lot easy to like every week I go to the bar and watch the Lions game, right? I'm a Lions fan, football, and it's easy for me to spark a conversation with people that we have a common interest. But I think what this article is saying that is that men don't have the type of skills to be in a room where none of you guys have a common interest and you just start talking. And women tend to like men that have the confidence enough to just have a conversation with someone out the blue. They find those men attractive. And the correlation between the men with good communication skills is those are usually the top tier men in society. Those are the men that get things done. Those are the men that do a lot of planning and execution, and they're your business owners. So I guess us as men, for those who are like, how, what are they saying now? Socially awkward. For those who are socially awkward that don't have a lot of communication skills, they're saying that the future of those men are, is going to be very, very lonely. And another thing that they had mentioned in the article was pornography. You know, pornography takes away the aspect of really going out and hunting. It's more of a self-pleasure type thing. I don't know about you, myself, I can only spend a couple minutes on Instagram. To me, Instagram is just another form, and TikTok, especially for a man, it's just another form of pornography, so to speak. And I know it seems scary to think that way, but it's almost the truth. Because if you're a man, you're getting feeds where you might not even, like, I was talking to a friend about this. I was like, man, I get all these women with like twerking and, you know, and BBLs and all that other stuff on my timeline. And it's like, I don't even really be liking these photos. And my boy was like, well, it's not about you necessarily liking them. It's the algorithm see that you click on them to look at them, but you don't even have to like on them. Like them, you just click on them. The algorithm is going to say, oh, that's what he likes, no matter if he likes the photo or not. So I kind of cut back some of my screen time on Instagram because of that reason, because I was like, I don't want to be using Instagram as a shot of dopamine to put in my brain that, okay, this woman on the screen that I'll never met is really going to get me aroused. And so one of the things that I think that every man should work on in the next 20 years to fight this aspect of loneliness is to work on your communication skills. You don't have to be the great communicator to be sitting up there like a Tony Robbins. You'll never be at that level of communication or that level of commitment to meeting new people and stuff like that. But you can be the best version of yourself. I know so many men say, oh man, you need to go out there because this loneliness things is just saying that you're potentially you won't have a long-term partner in the future. And it's so easy for us to get a long-term partner. We just have to stop looking for the things that's kind of shallow. I know it's so easy for us to look for looks, right? All of us want a beautiful, attractive woman. We want that. But beauty fades, number one. And also, what if she's beautiful, but you guys don't get along? What if she's beautiful and you guys can't have a conversation? What if she's beautiful and she's a horrible mother? What if she's beautiful and she'll try to take everything from you in a divorce? Now, all that beauty, it just faded away. So I think it's better for us to start learning how to communicate because at least with the communication thing, you can learn who this woman is and she can learn who you are. But if you're too afraid to have a conversation with this woman, which all of us, man, you're human, it happens. You're too afraid to ask her out. You're too afraid to have a conversation with her. You're too afraid to really walk up to her and even say something silly or stupid. Then, yes, in the next 20 years, you are going to be lonely. It's going to be a lonely, lonely life for the rest of your life. And I'm not like every other man or every other woman. I think we are built to communicate with each other. We're built to go through this life with a partner. We're just built for it because you last longer. You have a more rewarding life. You're going on vacation. You got somebody. Imagine having someone that y'all can share laughs with. You can share a joke with. She can make fun of you. You can make fun of her. You can tickle her. You know, silly shit. You know, but the key to all this shit is getting your self-confidence up and your communication skills up to fight against this epidemic of loneliness that's coming for men within the next 20 years. Fellas, you need someone to talk to, man. And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm against a man watching pornography or masturbating or being on Instagram or anything like that. But just be aware of that stuff, of those shots of dopamine, because these programmers and these computers, they don't care. Their job is just to generate money. Once they get their money, it's like, okay, whatever. You know, hey, half of them, usually, to tell you the truth, half of them probably don't even use the apps that they design, you know, because they know that the evil that's behind it. I shouldn't say evil, but they know what's behind these apps, okay, and the reason behind them. So I want to say to you guys, work on your communication skills. I don't want to see a bunch of men within the next 30 years be completely lonely. Because, fellas, don't tell women this. Once again, this is between me and you. There's enough women out there in the world for every man to have two. Now, granted, two is a lot. It's hard to maintain two women, man. I'm not necessarily for the poly life, but it's hard to maintain two women. But is there's enough women out there for you to have two? So if there's enough women out there to have two, there's one woman out there that you can be one with. It's just for you to do the work. Sorry, I'm a little congested. But yeah, this loneliness epidemic that's coming for men, man, I'm afraid because, you know, we don't want a bunch of men that is gonna be completely lonely and completely away from society, and the only thing, the only socializing they get is when they go to work, and men need that, they're gonna snap. I realize that as a man, I like affection. I'm weird. Yeah, I know. I'm all right with it. I like affection. I don't have to be in love with the woman or anything like that, but I tend to like affection. I did not know that, you know? But I want you guys to understand who you are. And now that I'm starting to understand more of who I am, I can be open with people. I can be honest with people. I can have conversations with people. I can have conversations with women and be not feel socially awkward because I know me. So after you do the work, it's cool, man. You can have, you can, fellas, I'm telling you, you can have the nice car. You can have a big house. You can have the money in the bank. But without any communication skills, man, she'll never take you serious. Hell, without communication skills, you're not even going to talk to her. And yeah, she might see you because you got a nice car, but she's gonna spend all her time with the dude that makes her laugh, the dudes that's having fun with her, that's cracking jokes with her. She's gonna spend her time with that guy. She'll use you, but she's gonna spend her time with that guy, the guy that she's laughing with, the guy that she's talking to, the guy that she's emotionally connected with. Because women are tend to bond based on emotions first. I think we do it too as men, but we're not as fast as women do. So I just want you guys to realize that within the future, don't just let these communication skills that you should be developing just go over your head for the next 20 or 30 years. Especially you young man that's in your 20s, maybe in your teens, in your 20s. Learn how to talk to people. Learn how to communicate with people. Learn how to spark up a conversation or say something silly. Yeah, you're gonna look stupid for a while, but your confidence is gonna sky through the roof the more you do something. And it's important. It really is. It really is. 'Cause the next 20 years, you don't want to be on the other side of just being an old man and you ain't got nobody to talk to and everything like that. And don't get it twisted, fellas. It's coming for women too. You know, I'm not, you know, this podcast, the Millennial Change Podcast, is not for women necessarily, but it's coming from them too. Because women will pass up the good guys and the guys that will treat them very, very well for the stupid idiots and stuff like that. So it's coming for everyone. But I think that because they want us to be leaders as men, we can combat some of these things that's coming our way. All right. Always remember that. You could be a leader. You don't have to lead everybody, but you can just lead your crib. All right. So guys, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for all the support and the love and the ladies, because I know the ladies listen to my podcast too. Thank you everyone for the support and the love that you give to this podcast, because we're looking to expand and grow in the next couple of years. This is our 71st episode and we're chugging along. If you guys got any feedback or anything that you wish to be shared on the podcast, go on to our website, www.millchange.com. That's M-I-L-L change.com. And, you know, drop us an email, drop us, a subject that you might want us to interact with. This was actually a subject from one of our viewers on our website talking about, you know, they shared this article about the future of men and the loneliness to come from them. So, guys, it's very, very imperative that you work on your communication skills. And just, if you find a woman that likes you for you, man, rock with her. Rock with her. She's not going to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect. Just rock with her as much as you can. All right? All right, guys. So I'll see you guys in a couple of days. Thank you again for all the support and love. Thank you for what you do. Go out and conquer something. Conquer the world if you can. But if you can't conquer the world, just conquer your day. All right. Much love, respect, deuces. I'll see you.